Hey, this is Chris Jericho of Fozzy, and you are listening to Maximum Threshold. Don't change the channel, or I will come find you. I know where you live. I have Google.
What we've got here is
maximum voltage, maximum power, maximum carnage. This is Maximum Threshold. Call the show at
440-709-4977.
Maximum Threshold. And here's your hosts, Dom.
He's unstable, but possibly worse.
And he's actually quite smart. He just makes errors of judgment along the way.
Fantastic one.
Yeah, what's going on out there, everybody? Here, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This week's edition of the Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Let's see. I'm pulling out some oldie interviews for you tonight, man. And there was one I was thinking about, old friend, Ollie. Man, and I was like, man, oh, I'm trying to remember what we talked about. It's been so long. And when he died not too long ago, made me start thinking about that. I'm like, man. It's just life so fucking precious, man, and you just never know. And you get to see, man, all the people are starting to drop off lately. It's getting it's getting to be a real fucking bummer, you know. So I'm not going to have this. This isn't going to be a sad show. I don't want that this week. I've had many of them, you know. But this one, though, I'm bringing some back from the vault. And I got an interview here that Bill did with Oakley Doakley. So I'm going to, with Head Ned. So I'm going to play that one too. That one's pretty fun. I got to listen to that one before, and I thought you guys would be interested in that. Bill's really getting a lot better at his interviewing. And so I just want to share along with you guys, because I know we, Mike and them went to go see them before, and I think they missed the interview with them or something like that. I don't remember what happened, but I wanted to get these guys on the show here, but, you know, it's, our time's always conflicted with whatever, you know. But Bill, you know, he was there, he caught up with them, did it for his main Cleveland, his today's Boondoggle podcast. So I wanted to share it along with you guys. I know it'd be cool. I know you guys don't care. So we're gonna bust these out. I got the Rock and Metal News, and I ain't got much more for you tonight. So we're gonna make this short, sweet, to the point. Then we're gonna get out of here. I'm watching Ohio State game behind me. They're fucking Nebraska up right now. Hopefully it continues like that. And also, I want to throw this out there. If you're in the Cleveland area, October 19th, come check out Vaultin as we raise the bar for other bands that are be playing in Cleveland that night. It's going to be Vaultin, Shock Frenzy, and Quiet Riot. So Quiet Riot's going to be closing for us. So, yep, it's going to be cool, man. Don't know who's in the lineup. But who doesn't, man? Who cares? It's Quiet Riot, and you get to hear the songs. And Jizzy Pearl singing shit. You know, that's where I want to go. Jizzy's there. So, old friend Jizzy. Yeah, and that's it, man. If you guys are in the Cleveland area and you want to go and check that out, hit me up or just hit up our Vaultin page. Go to facebook.com/VaultinRocks. Or you can go to our website at vaultinrocks.com. If you want to get tickets, just click tickets on the website, and I'll ship them out to you. Or whatever. If you want to meet us outside the venue, I'll have tickets for you. I'll wait for you and stuff, blah, blah, blah. And all that. And like I said, I'll mail it to you. It'll get to you in a couple days. They're only $10 each. And like I said, and if you live sort of close to us, any one of us in the band, we'll drive over there and drop them off to you at your humble abode. And but that's about it. There we go. Let me play some music here. We'll come back and we're going to rock this bad boy out. Today's sponsors for the show are none, which is good. There you go. We ain't got to kiss anybody's ass this week. Next week may be a different story. And I think the week after that, we're not doing a show because we're starting our little tour. Now, we had a show that we canceled November 2nd at the Diamondback Bar and Grill. I think the band who was headlining it, they got moved to a different date, and Paul can't do it, you know, and singer in Vaultin, because he's playing the Whiskey that weekend with Shock Frenzy, and he sings in that band as well. So he can't double dip on that one and come back here just to play a stupid bar. So, a couple other things. There may be some other big shows coming up down the road. I'll keep you guys informed of whatever's going on. And we're just going to rock it out with you guys. So, like I said, man, come check us out October 19th at the Cleveland Agora. That's on 55th and Euclid Avenue. Tickets are $10 in advance. They go up to like $50 day of the show or something like that. Some crazy amount. I was seeing some people were selling them online, tickets online for like $160 each, which is pretty cool if you want to spend that kind of money. But if you want to spend $10, you can get them for me. The radio station was selling for, this is part of WMMS Halloween Bash. And yeah, that's it. So here we go, man. We'll be back after this here on Maximum Threshold Radio. Okay, let's see here. Man, if you were listening to us live, you got to hear some brand new Killswitch Engage. You heard Team America. And you also heard some brand new Exhorter with Hallowed Sound. But if you listen to us on this pre-recorded, you didn't hear none of that. It sucks. Well, okay, well, I'm getting in the gear here for this interview. I'm going to play this interview here with Ollie first. So, you know, no, let's hold off on that one. I got a fun interview here with the band Wage War. You know, we did an interview with these guys. I think Michael was with me. And after we did the interview, they were like, don't play this. So let me play this one. Then we got the Oakley Dokley. And then if I have some time, then I'll break into the Ollie interview. But here we go, man. Here's the Wage War interview. We did this at Rock on the Range just a while ago. So we're breaking back to the vault for you guys on this one. Hope you enjoy all of this. This interview here goes out to everybody. Here you go. Enjoy this.
Hola, ¿cómo está usted?
Hola, señor. ¿Dónde están mis pantalones?
Es pescado en la taco.
Mi pipi en su wee wee. Hey, this is Maximum Thunderbolt.
Ay, ay, ay. Eso sí que es.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca, Pedro?
I am not quite sure what's happening right now.
It's from Dodgeball.
We're doing an international interview.
Oh, okay.
You gotta speak Pig Latin next.
Oh, nice. I don't know.
Sure.
Probably offensive.
This is Dominic and the guys, and Michael and Jeff.
From Maximum Thunderbolt.
And we have the guys from Wage War.
That's it, right?
Just coming off a hot set on... at Rock on the Range. Tell everybody where we can find your music and info on your tours and buy some merchandise possible.
WageWarBand.com, pretty much for everything. We're on iTunes, Spotify, everything.
All the social media outlets, anywhere.
Even Grindr?
Maybe. I have seen, somebody sent us a picture of somebody in a Wage War shirt on Grindr.
We're on Grindr.
All right, let's party. So, in your Grindr profile, are you guys like oiled up wearing loincloths, Man of War style?
Next question.
Yeah, I'll take the next one.
That's a maybe, that's not a no.
That's right.
So, are you guys on tour, or are you just doing like the festival stuff?
Today is the last day of the tour that we're on now. We just finished up a tour with Every Time I Die, who was on our stage. They played after us, and a band called 68. We just finished up. Today was the last day on that. And then we have three more shows. We play River City Rock Fest in Texas and Rocklahoma in Oklahoma, and then get to go home to our own bed and shower.
How the hell do you guys get on these festivals, man?
We have a great team behind us.
We have a great team. And
we try to play as good as we can.
Yeah.
Well, so who in the band's got the money? That's what I want.
None of us. Nice question.
Yeah.
The same one on the Grindr.
So tell us, people who aren't familiar with your music, let them know a little bit about your band and what you guys sound like and just some information like that.
We're a heavy band, above all, probably. We got a lot of melody in there, too. Music that makes you want to fight somebody, but choruses that make you want to sing along.
Bob your head pretty much the whole time.
Head bob, yeah.
Who do you guys
want to
fight?
Who do we
want to
fight?
Aside from us.
No one besides you guys.
You got any beef buddies or anything like that?
Not really.
No.
We try to be as nice to everyone as possible, so.
If you're really nice, you'll give this skinny anorexic guy over here your pass so he can go to catering.
That's right.
So he stops chewing on my foot. Look at him. He's damn near manorexic.
Damn, I pick up my bones, man.
Unfortunately, they don't get you catering.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't even get catering?
No, he's got catering. Tickets.
Well, so even if we
what color are they? Because I got a red one.
It's not red. I can't tell you. It's classified.
You got any color?
I just got a pink sock over here, man. Too long on Grindr.
This is something.
Nobody's falling for the Grindr question.
I know that.
Except for what's his name? The comedian was all about it.
So guys, what's next after this festival that you got? Writing again? You gonna hit the road back out on your own? Or?
We got a new record coming out August 4th called Deadweight. We'll be promoting that. We're doing a week with a band called Parkway Drive and The Word Alive. And then just kind of hanging out and seeing what happens in the fall. So, right now that's where we're living. So that's about it.
What label are you guys with?
Fearless.
What other artists are attached with them?
We're Alive, Pierce the Veil, I Prevail,
Color Morale,
MIT's, Sworn In.
Got them all.
So you guys gonna be on any type of joining tours with those guys?
Be cool.
Your label thing?
Yeah,
we'll see.
I mean, the Word Alive plays with us on Parkway Drive, so they'll be there.
Yeah, those bands are pretty popular with the younger generation. That'd be good with you guys.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. You guys, is the record label put? Did they put you out in a bus, a Sprinter, a bandwagon, or are you guys in a van?
We're in a van.
We're in our own van that we bought ourselves.
And you guys take turns driving?
Oh yeah, lots of turns driving, multiple turns.
After like a trip to Chipotle or Taco Bell, when you're driving, do you lock the windows and?
Not often, no.
Not often? Well, he's nodding yes, you're saying no.
Lock the windows?
Yeah, who smells the most?
Like, who's like just clam bake them out with some fucking gas?
Everybody, really. All the time.
But, I mean, I know boys will be boys no matter what age we are. Parts are still funny, you know. You can wage a war on each other and just lock the windows, because I know, like, my friends are assholes. I'm an asshole. I love that shit. It'll never get tired. I knew, like, my son, when he was born, I held him and he farted and he giggled. I'm like, this kid's already perfect. You know, so where are you guys from?
Ocala, Florida.
Ocala?
Ocala, Florida.
I have family living in Ocala. Yeah. By Bellevue.
Yeah.
So they actually own property in Ocala. So
there you go.
I almost moved down there, but then I got a reality check when I noticed there was nothing going on down there other than a greyhound slaughterhouses and shit down there. You gotta agree with me on that. What else is there to do in Ocala?
They were gonna take him to the slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, and you get the gator meat, and you get some good oranges down there.
There you go. Lots of go Gators.
Yeah.
Did you ever like have a gator in your backyard?
No, never had a gator in my backyard.
I had one in my front yard.
But we're all good for today. Thank you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Simon.
Oh yeah, we gotta go. Thank you guys for having.
I'm gonna fall through. For you, so no, low life. the battles I can never win. I don't think that I can take much more. It feels like I've lost it all.
Miss the live show? Go to StitcherRadio.com and search Maximum Threshold and listen in today. That's Maximum Threshold and Stitcher Radio, a match made in heaven.
You can call in right now to the Maximum Threshold Radio Show and leave us a message at 216-929-3984. Once again, that call-in number is 216-929-3984. Call. But remember, if you call in, hey, we may put your stuff up on the show.
Have a smartphone, iPod, iPad, or even Roku? Grab the app, tune in, and search Maximum Threshold and hear the show live directly from your device.
Hey, these guys over here are Maximum Threshold. Man, they're so metal. Their taint is rusty.
Hey guys, this is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News, and this is your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Mayhem have released the second single and released a lyric video to the song Of Worms and Ruins. It's on YouTube now. Their new album is called Damon, and it's now out as well, so you can check that out. And Tribulation, they released a live video of the song Strange Gateways Beckon on YouTube. It's from their upcoming live album and DVD, Alive and Dead at Sodra Teatern, out on November the 15th. And their album is going to be out on digitally on the 15th through Metal Blade, and November 15th, all formats through Century Media in Europe. And they're going to have a 2-CD and DVD LP as well set out on November 29th through Metal Blade in North America. And Midnight, they have signed a worldwide deal with Metal Blade Records. And they released their Rebirth by Blasphemy 7-inch digital single. They're also going to kick off a North American tour with Obituary, Abath, and Devil Master. So you can check out the band's official websites for the tour dates. And you can expect a full-length album called Rebirth by Blasphemy in early 2020 through Metal Blade for Midnight. Continuing with your MaximumThreshold.net rock and metal news, Bork Nagar released a new song on YouTube titled Voices. They have just released their 11th album. It's called True North. And Hell Yeah, they have their new album out now called Welcome Home. They also released an official music video for the new song Sky and Water. Welcome Home features the band's final studio recordings with Vinnie Paul. And they start a tour in November with Nonpoint and Deep Falls. So check the band's websites for the tour dates. And the Foo Fighters, they have released a surprise EP. They titled it 01070725. The songs are If Ever, Come Alive Demo Version, Seta, Keep the Car Running Live at BBC Radio 1's 6 Weeks of Summer. It's an Arcade Fire cover. And Holiday in Cambodia featuring Serge Tankian live at 2007 MTV Music Awards, Dead Kennedys cover. This is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News with a Z, and this has been your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, Ron. Hey, man, you know, from the bottom of my heart, man, I really appreciate it. Every week you do this, man. I do, I swear to God, man. from my heart, man. I appreciate it, and I thank you. And I thank everybody else who contributes to this show. And for throughout all the years that we've been doing this, for everybody who's done the littlest things, man, I appreciate it. You know, you like a post, you share a post that we put on. You tell your friends to tune in, listen. You help us get interviews. You bring new artists to us. You bring their music to us, the bands to us, and we help promote them. Your venues, your concerts, whatever it is, you bring them to us. Man, we appreciate that. We really honestly do. I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass either. I really honestly appreciate that. And I thank you for all of our weird things that we've done over the years, the concerts we put on, the little festivals we put on. Man, we've done a lot. And we're just slowing down right now just for a little bit, just to, you know, take it in life and stuff. Everybody has had some shit going on in their life. And so we're just trying to just, you know, absorb it and just keep rolling on. And that's what we're doing. And that's about it. So I'm going to play. I didn't know Mayhem had some more. I knew they had some new stuff out, but I didn't know they had. Let's see. I have the new Mayhem here. So I'm going to play that for you guys. I haven't heard it either. Someone listened to it right along with you guys. This is a track that Ron was just talking about it was of Worms and Ruins. So I wonder how it is. We're going to find out right along with you. I'll be back after this. We'll be right back. And there you go, man. There's some brand new mayhem for you with the Worms and Ruins. Coming to you from Century Media Records. Catch out. It comes out on October 25th. And that's off the new record, Damon. There you go. Grab it. Mayhemband.com. Some shit. I don't know. I can't read it. Like, just do a search if you want to buy that. You can do the pre-order. October 25th, it comes out. So you can get your grubby, nubby little hands on some new mayhem. Let's see. Like I said, we're just rolling through this show, and we're getting the hell out of here. It's awesome. Right up now, I have the interview with Oakley Dokley. Enjoy this one. This is pretty cool. If you're familiar with them, Oakley Dokley. And we got Head Ned on the show. Like I said, Bill. Caught up with him for his Domain Cleveland interview, or Domain Cleveland podcast, Today's Boondoggle. And I thought I'd share this along with you, because this is a pretty good one. There's a couple other ones that Bill did. I'm probably going to get on here one of these days, and I think you guys will find them entertaining. So here you go, and this is pretty cool, man. You'll like this. If you're familiar with Head Ned and Oakley Dokley, that's the take from The Simpsons and the band. No, blah, blah, blah. You know that shit. I ain't going to tell you. So here you go, man. Here's some interview. Back after this.
I am on the phone with... the Head Ned of Oakley Dokley.
Howdy doodly. How's it going?
Good, good. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
So you're saying you got a show tonight in Pittsburgh, huh?
Yep. We're on the road to Pittsburgh tonight. We're on the American Cheese Tour, kicking out the steam jams every night. Max Sabbath is headlining, and we're both touring with a band called Playboy Man Baby that we've toured with a couple times before. But yeah, it's been fun, good shows, and we've kicked out a lot of steam jams.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, looking forward to seeing you guys in Cleveland tomorrow night. So what's it been like touring with the Max Sabbath?
It's been great. I mean, they're some of our favorites. I would say they're some of our favorite neighborinos. The match is really good. A lot of our fans, both fans of us and Max Sabbath, are obviously into things of the goofy variety that also fall into the category of rock and or roll. So it's been a really good tour. A lot of cool fans, a lot of cool cities. And yeah, overall, it's been great.
Yeah, it looks like a perfect match. So definitely looking forward to it. Any good stories from the tour so far that you could share?
Oh, man, definitely some interesting ones. We did, we're about three shows into the tour, and our touring vehicle, which we had named Ned Vanders, blew a flange mission and actually broke down. And so we were stuck in Albuquerque for a couple days, and then ended up being stuck in St. Louis a couple days after that. We ended up having to scramble to find a new van. We got one. The van turned out to be silver, so we called it Hi Diddly Ho Silver, and managed to get back in the road. We had to cancel, I think, three shows total. But that was just kind of wild on the road, trying to figure out what to do with Ned Vanders and then get a new van and get the shows on time and everything. But yeah, that was the first time kind of doing that, but that was a scramble, but we got past it, and it's been fun. We've been playing, we played in Texas and Florida for a while, and humidity plus performing in sweaters had made some really, really sweaty shows, but despite how warm it got in some of the venues, people were still having a good time, still moshing around in the pit and everything, and it was cool to see that much, people having that much fun and kind of smiling through all the sweatiness.
Yeah, I bet, man, with those sweaters on and everything. It makes me wonder, like, when you guys are dealing with humidity and, you know, the different climates and stuff like that, is there a recommended product that you guys use to keep your mustaches on point?
just a little... There's a beard balm that I usually use. I usually do a little bit of that in there. I can't quite recall the brand name on it. It's like an Amish beard balm that keeps it nice and shiny and whatnot. Oh. at least until you sweat it all out, like two songs in.
Yeah, most anything that the Amish do are pretty good quality. So you can always count on that.
For sure.
So tell me about the success of Howdly Doodly. I mean, were you expecting it to blow up like it has so far?
No, it's all. I mean, everything that was done in this band has been very, very unexpected. We started it imagining we would play like one or two small shows in bars to, you know, six or seven very confused fans, and just the attention we got initially, and then all the stuff that came out of Howdly Doodly was far, far beyond anything that us Nets could have expected or asked for. So yeah, it's been really great to be able to tour and travel and have our shows turn into these like mini Simpsons conventions all across the country.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it just shows the power of that. I mean, it's what one of the longest running shows ever. You know, so the fan base, and I can see you guys definitely playing maybe some cons or something like that.
I never knew it had such an international reach as well. We've got some shows later this year. We're going to be in Europe and in the UK and Australia and New Zealand, and people over there are all excited about it. And I never really even considered how internationally the Simpsons had reached. So that was very cool to find out.
Oh yeah, I bet. So it was like White Wine Spritzer. Was that the meant to be your hit when you were originally recording it, or was there another track on the album that you favored?
We didn't really have much of a hit in mind when we were setting it up. That one kind of turned out to be the one that kind of struck. The song, you know, Nothing at All, and Vegetables and stuff. Some of the stuff that was kind of more built off of more famous, you know, Ned quotes, I thought might have gotten a little more traction.
Yeah.
A song that we really liked, a song that a lot of people responded well to, and that's why we decided to go with the music video on that one. It wasn't an intent from the beginning, but as we developed the song, that one kind of came out as the leader of the pack for the Nedliest.
Yeah, and that video is pretty off the hook, man. I definitely highly recommend to anybody that hasn't checked it out yet, get on YouTube and look at it. I mean, were any Neds harmed in the making of this video?
Oddly enough, yes. Unfortunately, I can't say that everyone walked away okay. Original guitarist Stead Ned, as he was smashing the painting in the video, you can see him smashing it on the couch. One of the glass shards actually dug into his thumb a little bit. We had to break out the first aid kit, get it all kind of wrapped up and whatnot. But, you know, other than that, and the guy that, you know, in the video that we killed and buried in a shallow grave in the desert, no, everyone walked away fine.
Nice. So have you, you know, with the feedback you were talking about with the Simpsons fans, have you guys heard, I mean, you follow the Simpsons, you see some of the theorists out there claiming the inside Illuminati ties for predicting like 9/11 and even President Trump and stuff like that. So has Matt, the creator of the Simpsons, has he brought you guys into the Illuminati yet to share any of that secret knowledge of upcoming world events?
Yeah, we got the call last week and he brought us in, and we're in for a doozy of a year, I can tell you that, but I'm sworn to secrecy with the whole, you know, Illuminati thing. So us Illuminatis can't share too much on it. But, be a doozy of a year. And I'll tell you, we've got a lot of stock invested in some very, very strange things.
Nice. So, wow, I didn't even think about that. So the Illuminati inside of the Illuminati, I'm trying to figure out where on the pyramid you guys would go.
Yeah, there's a whole Nedception to it.
You guys get working your way up then.
Yeah.
Great. So would you say Ned Flanders, I know this is going to be, you know, totally going to be a polarizing question right here, but I'm going to ask it while we're on the similar subject. Is Ned Flanders a Democrat or a Republican?
Oh, my. So, citing the show, definitely, I believe Ned Flanders is, I'd say, Republican. He does indicate in the show that he is a Republican, and even in some of the later seasons, Nettie's been... they've been indicating some of the things that that Nettie is, in fact, ready.
Nice. You guys definitely did your homework, did your research. You know your stuff. And it sounds like you really brought it into your music and your characters and stuff. What can you tell us more about your, like, musical background, like, maybe before Oakley?
Before Oakley Doakley, I was in a number of different bands and projects and stuff, none of them metal. Oakley Doakley was kind of our foray into heavier, kind of the more Brutalino songs. But I played in a band that constantly got compared to Weezer, if that gives you any insight. And I played in some folk bands. And
now you're wearing a sweater, too, so it's ironic.
Yeah. Yeah, we went from sweater songs to songs in sweaters, so it worked out.
Great. So when would you say you got, like, your start and interest in music? Like, what did it for you? What age?
Oh, geez. Probably I was one of the kids in school who, like, I was just in sports all the time and never had any interest in music. I opted for the art classes and stuff like that. I think it was around the age of 17 where I started playing guitar. I kind of got... I don't know, I picked up just an interest, I think, listening to, like, a lot of Nirvana at the age of 17. Not that, you know, an angsty teenager has ever listened to any Nirvana before.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, that kind of kicked. Yeah, oh yeah. One in a billion.
I think Kurt Cobain likes sweaters, so kinda, too, though, so, you know.
There's a theme here.
Yeah.
Definitely a theme that goes with sweaters. But yeah, so that kind of kicked it off, and I started playing guitar from there, and just kind of couldn't stop picking up different instruments. I started playing bass a couple months later, started playing drums a couple months later, got a mandolin and whatnot. And funny enough, doing the death growls and death metal screaming, I kind of treated like just another instrument that I wanted to learn. And that was kind of one of the founding points of Oakley Doakley. Is like, well, I'm learning this, you know, death screaming, let's start this band. It'll be goofy, and it'll be a chance for me to maybe scream at some people on a stage. And, 4 years later, I didn't think I'd be doing it as a career.
Great. Any good, what kind of, like, teas or whatever would Ned recommend to keep his, throat, ready for such screaming?
Oh man. Peppermint tea is a good one. A little London Fog is something that I always go to, which isn't that great for vocals, but it is delicious. So a little Earl Grey and cream in there is good. Peppermint teas, a little Echinacea tea, and just a lot of good vocal warm-ups. Really any nice hot tea that's not super caffeinated is good. It keeps the screams from turning into squeaks and painful groans.
Great. So, speaking of, you know, taking care of your voice and stuff like that, now kind of shift a little bit, like, for, like, daily habits. These are some of the questions that I ask just about every, band or person that we interview on the show. What are some daily habits that you have, like, both on and off the road that help you to have your best day possible?
Oh man. On the road is what I kind of know now, 'cause that's what we're doing. One thing that I do is always just buy, like, a gallon jug of water. And just through almost a weird, like, mental osmosis, having that much water around, you end up just drinking it. You're not trying to conserve it. And especially when we were touring in the South and every show was very humid, just hydrating, and then hydrating some more. So doing that, making sure that, you know, there's so many on the road, there's so many unhealthy options. There's, you know, every different kind of Krusty Burger around, and trying to avoid that takes a little bit of, you know, self-control. But avoiding those and going with something, you know, healthier options from each Quickie Mart. They're there. They're harder to find, but
yeah, you really got to dig.
Snagging those is always good. You really got to dig. Yeah, you got to avoid the 9-month-old hot dogs, and do yourself a favor and go with the 9-week-old hot dogs. And and then off the road, I usually practice. I'll try and get in like small practice sessions with the, you know, with death metal screams. If you don't do it for a while, you kind of lose a little bit of grit and strength to be able to do that. So I'll try and practice and do some screams and scream along to music. I'll usually pick some Beatles to scream along to, and just do the death growl version of the Beatles.
That's great.
And yeah, just kind of taking care of yourself, and that shows in the performances.
I see a future album like Ned Flanders singing in the shower, where you're growling all these like Beatles and, you know, other covers. You know, it could be something right there. I don't know, just throwing it out there. But don't forget me when it goes out. All right.
Yeah, will do.
Another question for you: top three musical artists in your opinion.
Oh, geez, top three musical artists. I think when it comes to, I'll kind of keep it to what kind of inspires Oakley Doakley a lot, but I'll go with Death Clock. Death Clock was a big inspiration behind it, because that kind of veers into that, you know, mixture of, you know, metal, comedy, and cartoons. I'll go kind of an oddball, off-the-wall one. There's a band from Japan called Maximum the Hormone, which shifts from its super, super heavy death metal into clean, sparkly J-pop, all within the same song. And we try and do that a lot.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
They're a very, very interesting, very talented group, and very energizing. And the last one, also kind of a strange one, but maybe a little bit normal than number two, is the Aquabats. Not super heavy, but very, very, very goofy and very fun. The first mosh pit I was ever in, and one of the friendliest mosh pits I've ever been in. And that always inspires our live show, and our mentality is that, you know, if you're going to lend a little kinetic energy to your neighborinos, that you lift them back up, and everybody make sure we have a good time while we have a brutalino time.
Nice. That is awesome. All right, my last question for you. Favorite toy as a child and why?
Favorite toy as a child. Ooh, man, that one's... Let's see, I got to think back on that one. I mean, one of the only ones that's popping up is... I had an old, like, one of the Evel Knievel... like toys. It was like kind of, you'd like wind it up and then you could like launch Evel Knievel on his little motorcycle, launch him over, you know, whatever 2 feet of whatnot that you could do there.
Yeah, it was like you set him in that thing and you wind the handle on the side and then I remember that.
Yeah. I think maybe that's, you know, that daredevilish toy just made me decide that, you know, the crazy thing, something as crazy as wearing a sweater at a show in Florida.
Awesome. Awesome. So anybody that is new to Oakley Doakley and they want to know more about you, where can they find your music, and where would you send them if they want to, you know, pick up your music or CD or something?
Yeah, you can find info on us at oakleydoakley.com. It's spelled O-K-I-L-L-Y and then D-O-K-I-L-L-Y. Just remember to put the word kill in there twice and you spelled it right. We're on iTunes, on Spotify, on Amazon Music, on YouTube, generally kind of all over the internet. We got Facebook. We got a mailing list and all that fun stuff. So if you're looking for diddlies and doodlies from us, oakleydoakley.com is a good place to start, but we're all over.
Awesome, man. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate talking with you, and looking forward to catching you guys in Cleveland tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to it. We'll see you at the Beach and Ballroom.
All right, man. Take care.
You too. Bye.
With Dominic.
Michael Strong, you motherfucker! Ow! A maximum thresh and 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 threshold, baby. Woo! It's Michael Starr from Steel Panther.
Hi, this is Shawnee Salt from White Zombie. You're listening to Maximum Threshold.
You wanna listen to Maximum Threshold Radio? On your phone, you can do so. The app is out there, baby. Tune In Radio. Go to your little market there and download Tune In Radio. Just type that in the search, Tune In Radio. Once you download that app, click it, activate it, blah, 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 search Maximum Threshold. That's, once again, that's Tune In Radio. You can also catch the podcast on there also. Real nice. Check it out. Tune In Radio for Maximum Threshold Radio Live.
What's up, good people? Get ready to get out of here, but I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hey, I hope you enjoyed the interviews we had up here for you tonight with Wage War and Oakley Doakley. So we're getting out of here, like I said. I'll see you guys next week, man. keep your metal hands strong and all that good stuff. And yes, so that's about it. I don't want to sing a bullshit you guys anymore. It's time to go. Hey, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Thanks for subscribing to us and getting this episode sent to your phone, your iPod, iPad, whatever the fuck you listen to it on. Thank you. Man, there's so many people I just want to thank out there, but I'm not going to do it tonight. So, yeah, I'm not going to. Been a long night. So I'm out of here, man. Horns up, fist in air. See you guys on the flip. You know it, man. And you know this, man.
You just listened to Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Airs live every Saturday night, 8 p.m. until whenever the fuck they shut up. So tune in.
It is pointless to resist.